This is an excerpt from one of Bruce's talks. If you love your progress, and if you get joy from it, then the things that are necessary for progress, you have to do. One thing I am telling you to have is enthusiasm, enthusiasm, enthusiasm. As long as you are in the boat, every day you have to increase your enthusiasm, eagerness, and determination.
From that same talk, Guru said, "The new year has started with such tremendous hope, inspiration, and aspiration. This is the time for you to regain the enthusiasm that you once had when you just joined the path. And with new enthusiasm and new determination, conquer your weaknesses."
From that same talk, Guru continued, "No matter how many mistakes you make, God is eager to forgive you. If you give him the chance and have the enthusiasm and determination to do the right thing and not make the same mistakes over and over again."
My Lord tells me that each prayerful song of my heart gives him enormous comfort. My Lord, I am praying to you only for one thing, my enthusiasm rebirth. If you have a God-singing heart, then you can easily discover God's smiling face. Begin your new life in the new year with tremendous enthusiasm, tremendous determination, and tremendous self-giving. Rest assured, eventually the divine you will prevail, the supreme you will win.
My compassion, Lord, is an eternal forgiver. My love, Lord, is an eternal savior. My peace, Lord, is an eternal comforter.
O my soul, let us renew our old dream. Let us sing the song of God's full manifestation. These are two excerpts from one of Bruce's talks. Do not allow yourself to be ensnared by doubt, self-criticism, no, self-enthusiasm, yes. Our goal is perfection. It is enthusiasm and not criticism that can perfect us. Self-criticism is not the correct way. What we constantly need is an inner cry. It is through self-search and self-illumination that we can arrive at perfection. What we need at every moment is enthusiasm in measureless measure and not criticism by others or even self-criticism.
This is an excerpt from Guru's answer to the question, how can we get rid of our undivine qualities? I have observed that old age has entered into the minds of many of my disciples. They are constantly thinking in an old way. You have to challenge your old ideas, old thoughts, and old habits. Discard your old way of life. If you can feel sincerely that you are a 7-year-old girl or boy, so much poison that is inside your mind will disappear, and easily you will be able to escape from your mind jungle. Such enthusiasm and joy will enter into your life, and such love you will have for God and for your spiritual master. Every day, you will see your life in a new way. In your sweet, sweeter, sweetest qualities, you will be able to bring forward once again. At that time, you will blossom like a flower, petal by petal.